Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.
Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you. My guest today is Matthew Bizzo from the Krazzle Arts Center. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Johnny.
So you guys got a lot of stuff going on, and we are in that that time of year where, you know, there's Halloween coming up, and that's going on, but also the holidays are almost here, but you guys stay busy pretty much year-round. So let's talk first with a really cool artist talk that you have coming up here very soon, right?
Yes, that is right. So we open a new exhibition in the lab by the late Albert Laverne. But that's going to be on view through January 29th. But we have the honor of having an in-person discussion with his student, Andrew Klein. Andrew's going to be joining us on Thursday, October 27th at 6 p.m. This is a free exhibition where we can hear from the artist, Andrew, and learn more about Albert Laverne and kind of how he thought about artwork and how he kind of created the forms that we have on view.
Yeah, and how he also learned from Albert, too, because I watched a little bit of the live at lunchtime with him, and that was very, very insightful and cool to see some of the inspirations and some of the cool things. So that will be something that you definitely want to check out. Also, I got some other cool things going on. What's next on the list?
We sure do. November kicks off the big fall fundraiser for Krazzle Art Center, a fall art market. Join us on Saturday, November 5th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. You can enter to win a KitchenAid stand mixer. You can buy a bowl. You can get ahead of your gift shopping and buy from local artists. You can get stocking stuffer gift certificates to local restaurants. There is so much packed into that. That one afternoon. I don't think we have enough time to talk about it all, Johnny, but we are very excited to welcome the Fall Art Market on Saturday, November 5th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m.
That's awesome. And you got a full list of artists and stuff that are going to be there. So that's something that people can definitely check out, whether through your email blast newsletter that you do, but also at your website too.
Yeah, that's right. At Krazzle.org, under our events tab, you will find more information about that. You can see the participating artists and restaurants who are going to be part of this fundraiser.
Fantastic. Also, on view in the gallery, you guys have had a pretty cool exhibit lately. What's going on there, and what do we have coming up with that specific thing in the gallery?
Yeah, so the People's Dinnerware is artist Justin Rothschild's kind of the largest piece that's currently on view for family dinner. He is one of the four artists on view. He has these ceramic dish settings with presidents and then a historical underrepresented figures from the presidential timelines. And he does these really, really great prints that he does through a process of a decal application. So he kind of hand does each flower, each face, each detail that goes onto his pieces are hand laid. And he's going to teach us how to do it.
Oh, cool.
Saturday, November 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can come and learn how to do this process yourself. Our registration deadline for this workshop is November 2nd. So you don't want to delay. And come hang out, have lunch with Justin, and see, learn more about his process and how he creates such beautiful artwork.
And that's something that's going to, I need to pay for that, right? That is something's going to cost me something, right?
That is right. These visiting artist workshops vary in cost. This one is $85, $75 if you're a Krazzle member, and allows you to come hang out, meet with the artist, and includes all your supplies.
I feel like that's a great way for, with like Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, like learn how to do this printing, and maybe like so that I, instead of putting names or things like that at the place settings, I just put plates on people or faces on people's plates.
Yes. Where do you sit? You look for your face.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to sit.
Exactly. Easy enough. No messing up that seating arrangement. Now, also, what's cool is you have your member show that's coming up very soon as well, right?
Yeah, that is right. It feels like we just opened the family dinner, and now we're already getting ready for that next exhibition. So if you have been in our community a long time, I'm sure you've heard of our member show. It's gone on for the last 10 years, and we are switching it up this year. This year, we're calling it the Community to Member Show. If you live in Berrien County, you can have artwork on view. The only thing is, you have to submit your application before November 10th. there's rules as far as size requirements and kind of, you know, how we're going to be setting things up and information we want from you as an artist, which you can find all of that on our website. Well, we do want to send this big invitation out. If you have created artwork in the last year and you want to put it in on view in this show, head to our website and learn how you can do it. We're really excited to see who and what kind of artwork shows up. And there's no theme or anything this year. We just want to meet you and have you be a part of that. And of course, if you are in that, you definitely want to take part in the opening reception. We're having an annual meeting and evening on art when the exhibition opens on Friday, November 18th from 6 until 8 p.m. That is free and open to the public.
That's really awesome. It's something cool to display all of the great members that are part of Krazzle, but also the great artists that are in our community. You'd be surprised of all the amazing artists we have right here in Southwest Michigan. You'll be able to see a lot of them during that show. Also, like we were talking about, amazing art in Southwest Michigan, and we're talking about getting close to the holiday season and the end of the year, but it's a year-round affair for the Krazzle. You're always busy with all kinds of things going on, including one of your biggest events. And that's what happens in the summer is the Krazzle Art Fair on the Bluff. But you're already taking applications for artists for that, right?
That is right. The art fair is the second weekend in July every year. And we kick it off in October with the artist application. It's officially live. And you can we run that through a website called Zapplication. Mm. Starts with a Z and then application. That's where artists can go and apply and learn at the dates, the fees, and everything that's associated with that. If you are wondering what kind of happens after the artist application goes through, that's open from October through January, and then we will have our jury of artists where they will then get juried in based on the scores of our panel of jurors in February. So we start now in October. So if you were like, oh, I really want to apply for that, mark January 20th. That's the deadline to apply before we start the process of getting the artists all coordinated to come here during that second weekend in July.
That's awesome. And that's about 200 or so artists usually for the Krazzle Art Fair?
Yeah, we the number has varied kind of since pandemic times, but we were expecting around the 170 mark. Mm-hmm. We found that a little bit of breathing room between booths is kind of better for everyone. Yeah. So we're still determining those final numbers, but we can expect around 170.
Definitely go check that out and apply for that. I love the name, Zapplication. That's a great name. Wish I would have thought of that. Also, amazing art is great, especially when you also what I love about the Krazzle Art Fair is you really show off young artists too, but a great way for those young artists to do some fun things. You have winter break art camps that are just around the corner as well, right?
That is right. For artists ages 5 to 7 and 8 to 12, winter break, especially after the big holiday, maybe you can get a little slow at home. Maybe got some young ones who are antsy and ready to get out of the house. We have winter break art camps from January 3rd through 6th, 2023. The registration deadline is December 27th, and we have 8 different camps for kiddos that can show up, and they range from animation to Lego building to kind of a clay mask making. So there's all different kinds of ways that there's just ski slope racing even too. That one's very fun. We have a big slope from the top of our balcony down to the lobby floor that people make little characters that they race down, which is always quite chaotic and wonderful to have on a cold January morning. So that information is available under the education tab at krazzle.org.
And that's for kids mainly, like ages like 5 to like all the way up to, say, 12, 13 years old?
Yep. So we have them. They're set for different age groups. One is from 5 to 7 and the other is 8 to 12. Okay. But if you're like, hey, I want in on some of that action, definitely stay up. Stay tuned. We will have our family days and we have some similar projects, but these are really dedicated during the.
Yeah, and that's a good Christmas gift, too. Like you said, it's a good thing for the kids during winter break to get out and do something. But also, you know, when Christmas time comes around, give them a gift and say, hey, I signed you up for this class that's coming up in January. So that's something to look forward to and makes a great gift for sure. So definitely sign up for that. Also, in the news the other day, you guys made a big news announcement. For people that might have missed that, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so Krazzle had a very unique opportunity to restructure how our leadership functions. So our former executive director, Julia Gorley-Donyu, has retired from that position, and she is still with the organization as the senior director of advancement. So if you are a member with Krazzle, if you're a sponsor, if you have ever worked with Julie in that capacity, don't worry, nothing really changes. She still is steering that charge and making sure that Krazzle is a permanent part of our community for years to come. That's really her goal now. And then our curator and deputy director, Tammy Fauver, is now our executive director and chief curator. So she's still picking exhibitions and also running the day-to-day operations at Krazzle Arts Center now. There is a press release about this that you can find on all of our local news channels. And there's also the release that Krazzle sent out under the press section at krazzle.org if you want to learn more. But certainly their contacts are out there. If you want to send them a congratulations, you can find their emails at krazzle.org.
You got a ton of great leaders and great people at Krazzle, so it's nice that you're able to just kind of shuffle things around a little bit and improve yourself even more, which is always great. Definitely learn more about that. And also, Matthew, if we want to stay in the know with a lot of stuff that you have going on, I know we talked about quite a lot of stuff here just now, but if we want to stay in the know on all that, what's the best way to do that?
Well, of course, you can check out our website, krazzle.org. We are on Facebook and Instagram, Krazzle Art Center. That's K-R-A-S-L. And of course, if you head to the contact page at krazzle.org, you can sign up for our email updates where we send all the links to all the great information that we've talked about today.
Awesome. Well, Matthew, always good to chat with you. And thanks for keeping us in the know with what's going on over at the Krazzle Art Center.
Thanks, Johnny.
Got something to say with Johnny Reinhart. Highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.